get started. Alright, here we go.
What do you think about your finalists?
Yes, a veteran class in Scandinavian countries is fantastic, because in south of Europe, I'm Portuguese, we don't use to have so many veterans, and this is a pleasure to judge veterans in so fantastic class and physical conditions. Fantastic.
That's good to hear. Was it an easy choice between the winner and the runner-up?
It's a moment of clue. It's a small detail. Perhaps it's more fleshy Australian than the other ones. Australian is a gorgeous dog. But I think the four dogs, all of them can win.
Why did you choose the dog that you chose as a winner? What qualities was there that you preferred?
It's a super dog, fantastic conformation, a gorgeous head, not overdone, and a beautiful movement. Very glamour, with a lot of glamour.
And what do you think about the quality of Swedish dogs compared to foreign dogs, which you almost answered?
Yes, but I'm coming from south of Europe. We always say that the best dogs and the best cynophily is Scandinavian countries. And the two best shows in the world is Helsinki and Stockholm show. The two best shows in the world.
Good to hear. And do you think there's a difference between dogs back then and now and the exhibition back then and now?
Back then, some years ago? It depends on the breeds. In some breeds, it's always like that. A breed can be very, very strong during 4 or 5 or 10 years, then suddenly in numbers. When the breed gets to be very, very popular in number, normally the quality goes down. That's the problem nowadays with Labradors and Goldens. It's a very popular breed, but I think the quality is going down all over the world. So, in general, in some breeds you are improving a lot. In other breeds, this is normal. It's all over the world the same situation.
All right. Thank you very much.
Welcome.